listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
It's all the same.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Forget about it.
Trail Mix 103.1.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanje, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanje with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights.
Douglas County could be becoming a hub zone under Governor Evers' new proposal. As Douglas County businesses prepare for disruptions caused by the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction, Governor Tony Evers is pursuing a solution. In a press release last week, Governor Evers announced he had sent a letter to the U.S. Small Business Administration requesting that the agency make Douglas County eligible for designation as a historically underutilized business zone, or a hub zone. The push comes as businesses in the Superior area prepare for potential disruptions caused by the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project. This project is currently slated to begin in 2027, with the bridge being a critical transportation corridor in the region, carrying around 33,000 cars between Wisconsin and Minnesota each day. The total cost of the project is expected to reach nearly $2 billion, with the bridge closing for about 5 years. Governor Evers specifically referenced those anticipated economic disruptions caused by the project in his request. In his letter to the agency, he wrote, quote, "A hub zone designation would provide local businesses with additional tools to remain competitive during this period of disruption and help offset anticipated economic losses, as well as assist these businesses in the future after completion of the new bridge and the new opportunities that may come with the upgraded infrastructure," end quote. This designation would allow area businesses to access certain federal contracts that are set aside for hub zones. Governor Evers said it would provide new employment and growth opportunities in the region, both during and after the reconstruction. The agency's decision to either grant or deny the designation would be based on economic and population data. I'm Austin Brume, and these have been your local news highlights on TrailMix 103.1. From our news, visit trailmix.fm.
A suicide on a team is devastating and a real risk for veterans. If you or someone you know is struggling, taking action for mental health is a brave step. Reach out now at reachoutwis.org for local resources available to you and your loved ones.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
Sunshine replaced by the clouds as scattered showers and moderate rainfall moves in. Breezy winds continue to whip us, gusting out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures are stuck in the mid-50s, and rain still lingers tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Thank you.
is Trail Mix 103.1. Trail Mix 103.1. Mix 103.1.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Sunshine replaced by the clouds as scattered showers and moderate rainfall moves in. Breezy winds continue to whip us, gusting out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures are stuck in the mid-50s, and rain still lingers tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Push it good. Push it good. Push it. shaking cold. These hands are meant to hold. Gotta keep it strong, move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through.
To date on what's going on all over the Badger State. TrailMix.fm features Wisconsin news and information you can use. TrailMix.fm.
Come over here.
On the is this moment, 21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want, everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw, I've got to let you know, I've got to let you know.
And give me a moment. Your moves are so raw, I've got Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. But all the miles are set.